This is the 2017 State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications and the South Dakota Bar Foundation. Here's Kara Hetland with a rundown of today's top legislative news in Pierre.
South Dakota's Republican Party has a new chair. This weekend, Dan Lederman was chosen over incumbent Pam Roberts by two votes. SDPB's Jacob Knutson reports.
Former businessman and state senator Dan Lederman says there's a new spark within the South Dakota GOP. He says the challenge is channeling the newfound energy into growth. Lederman says reaching out to young voters is one source of growth, but the roadblock is getting the party's message to the youth.
The millennial generation has now overtaken the baby boomers in numbers. So we're talking about a very large demographic that we are going to be seeing maturing over the next 5 years into a large voting base. And in my conversations with my son and with other people in the party, it really comes down to reaching out through social media platforms. I know my son, using him as an example, he gets his messages through so many different platforms, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I mean, there's new applications coming out every day. I feel that is the way that you communicate to young people is by using the social media platforms that they use.
Lederman says it's time for the party to get back to basics and focus on registering voters and raising funds for future campaigns. He said his personal goals are posting a finance director and organizing a finance committee. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jacob Knutson in Sioux Falls.
The Senate Local Government Committee approves a bill on the process of amending the South Dakota Constitution. Senate Joint Resolution 2 requires that all amendments have the support of 60% of voters. Right now, only a majority is needed to ratify an amendment. State Senator Jim Boland sponsors the resolution. He says this part of the bill will protect the state's laws.
This is a major change, but I believe that our Constitution needs to be protected against those who would come to our state and propose changes to our basic political document.
Others say 60% vote is too much of a filter, and David Owen from the South Dakota Chamber of Commerce says that it's already a high bar to conduct a statewide campaign for an amendment. Senator Stace Nelson of Fullerton says it's important to remember the Constitution restricts the legislature and shouldn't restrict the people. The resolution also mandates a two-thirds vote from both houses of the legislature before they can put an amendment on the ballot. Boland says there's a precedent for this change.
A simple majority of each house is too low a hurdle to clear when you think about changes to the basic governing pattern of the state. My proposal for our legislature here in the state of South Dakota is patterned after our national constitution, which requires a two-thirds vote of each house of the Congress, both the House of Representatives and the Senate, before an amendment can be submitted to the states for their approval.
Currently, the legislature can put a constitutional amendment on the ballot by a majority vote. Boland says voters will have to approve these changes before they become law. With six do-pass votes, Senate Joint Resolution 2 goes to the full Senate floor. Governor Dennis Dugard gets to decide whether certain medical professions must collaborate with doctors for licensing. Right now, certified nurse practitioners and nurse midwives must have an official connection to a physician to get their own licenses. As SDPB's Keely Boltina reports, now lawmakers endorse a bill changing that requirement.
Both chambers of South Dakota's legislature support Senate Bill 61. State Representative Gene Hunhoff says the measure eliminates a requirement that certified nurse practitioners and nurse midwives be joined to physicians for licensing.
This isn't a divorce. This is a streamlining of the regulation of nursing practice. No other professional license is subject to a dual board licensure.
Hunhoff says the bill does not make CNPs and CMs independent health providers. She says these advanced nurses are part of a greater medical community where collaboration happens daily. Some lawmakers were concerned the move costs money, but a fiscal note shows it saves tens of thousands of dollars. State Representative Stephen McCleary is a board member for an area health system.
We charge $100 per hour for ER. 50% of that goes to a PA or nurse practitioner. The other 50% goes to the medical doctor who is sitting at home.
Lawmakers debated the number of training hours to require for CNPs and nurse midwives. Two neighboring states mandate more than 2,000 hours. Others require zero. South Dakota's plan includes 1,040 hours beyond clinicals that certified nurse practitioners and nurse midwives complete during their bachelor's and master's education programs. A vote of 62-6 in the House of Representatives sends Senate Bill 61 to Governor Dennis Dugard's desk. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keeley Boltina in Sioux Falls.
You can keep up with the top legislative news every day by listening to the 2017 State House Podcast. For additional programming of South Dakota Public Broadcasting and for more radio news, visit us online at sdpb.org. Additionally, download the free sd.net app on your mobile device. This will keep you up to date with committee meetings, floor sessions, agendas, and more during this year's legislative session. Be sure to also connect with us on social media by liking South Dakota Public Broadcasting News on Facebook and by following at SDPB News on Twitter. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications and the South Dakota Bar Foundation. This has been a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.